Little bit of up and down for Milan here over the last week of basketball action. The Lady Wildcats last week finished third in the Milan Invitational, had a disappointing loss a week ago Wednesday to Marceline in the semifinals, but bounced back with a 9-point victory against pretty good Linn County team on Saturday. Against South Harrison, really good South Harrison team. Milan took it on the chin, but a good bounce back for Coach Hurley and the Lady Wildcats to get a victory against Marshall down at Macon High School last night. Trenton tonight, Marceline on Monday, both at home. Coach Trenton and Marceline, both at Marceline certainly, but Trenton being a conference opponent, these are two big home games coming up.
Yeah, we got a good little home stretch here, but all against tough competition. So, you know, we're glad we're home and be able to defend our court a little bit. But, you know, we got
to
play.
Are the girls trying to find consistency, or is some of the up and down have to do with the level of competition that you've seen over last week?
Well, I think our biggest thing is consistency. We've been saying that for since, you know, Christmas break at least, and just trying to get it consistent through four quarters. You know, definitely can put some quarters together where we play really, really good basketball, and but we just haven't been able to do it for a four quarter consistently. And then, you know, competition has something to do with that a little bit too, but we're no doubt about that. But, you know, to get us better, that's what we got to look at.
I have, you know, obviously from where your team was at Thanksgiving to where you are now, and you hope you continue to make strides, but yeah, I feel like your team has made as many good strides as anybody over the last 2 months. Where do you feel like your team has improved the most since the start of the season, Coach?
Well, I think we just got a lot of kids that are coming in and giving something positive to our team right now. That's kind of been our thing here the last few games, is bring something positive. You know, if you're not shots not making, get some rebounds, play some defense, that kind of stuff. So I think, you know, we've got several kids that stepped up and done that. You know, I think we're really close. If we can just get a little more consistent on both sides of the ball, I think we're really close.
With the Trenton Bulldogs coming in tonight, let's talk about them. Yeah, I think Coach Cool will be the first one to say that Trenton's girls, they haven't played as well as they wanted to over the last month. But, yeah, they're really tough defensively. They're looking for that consistency offensively, as you guys are a little bit. But you know, if I'm playing this Trenton girls team, I'm looking at it going, you know, from what they had last year, and they got a few pieces back this year, they kind of concerned me coming in that you just don't want Trenton to kind of put it together against you guys.
Yeah, we got to match their intensity on the defensive side, and hopefully we can make some shots, and you know, they're always good defensively. Coach Bill always has them playing well on the defensive side. You know, he had a pretty big roster turnover. You know, he's got a couple of girls to come back to get some playing time, but that's always you know, it's just a time thing. You know, getting them going, So, yeah, we don't want them to do it against us. We want them to wait a game.
Yeah, it's both teams are pretty youthful. When you see Trenton, Coach, I think obviously coming off of last year into this year, Marina King is Trenton's leading scorer, and if Trenton needs a bucket, they're going to go through King. You know, without giving away kind of your secrets, what's your thoughts on trying to slow her down a little bit?
Well, you know, we got to be ready to guard. You know, she's good at keeping herself alive, you know, and we call it poop. You know, she pivots hard and she keeps faking, and she can drive well, and so we just got to make sure we're sit down and guard and beat her to spots, and hopefully that'll be enough.
Linn County, I know, got a really nice victory against Grundy last night. You got them Saturday for third place, 53-44. As we kind of talked about last week, nobody wants to be in the third place game because you want to be playing for the championship. But were you pretty pleased with the performance against Linn County?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's hard to get up for those games sometimes when you don't want to play for championships. But I thought our girls did do that. We were a little inconsistent throughout the game, but we were able to do it when we needed to. And they're a scrappy team, and got a couple good players for sure, and I thought we matched that when we really needed to during the game. So, yeah, I was pretty pleased with that.
South Harrison, and seeing them at their tournament last week, that they, obviously Carter is their go-to player inside, but they have some really good guard play, and they're pretty deep. Was it Carter that gave you the most problems on Tuesday, Coach, or was it their depth?
Well, a little of both. You know, we did a pretty good job on Carter, except we just fouled her too much. She scored a lot of points off the line, and you know, we just can't afford to lose her. And they are deep. You know, they just keep running them at you, and they got guards that can shoot, and they're just a well-rounded team. And you know, I expect them to get tougher on down the line.
With Marceline on Monday, Coach, you got them coming to your place. You obviously saw them last Wednesday. So within a 12-day period, you're going to see Marceline twice. What are the challenges that the Tigers present?
They're physical. They run their stuff really well. They play a good man-to-man. So, you know, we got to execute on the offensive side. Don't get in too big of a hurry. And then sit down and guard. They run their stuff very well. So they had a big girl inside, and she's tough and a nice guard, a couple of nice guards. So we expect another tough matchup with them, just like the first game was.
I think everybody in the conference has kind of had their fans see your new gym at this point. I want to say that the last time Trenton was there, that the gym was not quite built yet. I think that was 2021, where Trenton probably would have been in the new gym in Milan. So anyway, for those that Trenton fans that are coming over tonight to your gym, what can you tell folks about that facility? It kind of makes it special for the Wildcat program.
Well, you know, if we can get it packed, it gets loud in there. It's a great atmosphere, and you know, when schools get to cheering back and forth, it's like a playoff atmosphere type place. It's a bright gym. It's fun, and it gets to rocking. It's one of the best in the state, I like. So hopefully we have that.
Said the last time I was there, you know, that's when Milan beat Putnam County in that buzzer beater, and my ears hurt. Now, honest, I'm not telling fibs. My ears hurt all the way back to Galt, so I got to make sure I turn my headphones down tonight. That is loud, Jim. You're not kidding on that.
Yeah, that's a rivalry game. We had the gym packed, and that was a really fun atmosphere. And you know, we're just trying to get that to be an every night deal.
Let's go back into the Wayback Machine, Coach. Well, not way back, but the last time that you saw Trenton was at the Ketchum Center. It turned out to be the last game that your seniors last year won before losing to East Buchanan in the first round of the playoffs, but that was fantastic. That was one of the most fun games I've been able to cover, just, you know, being in town. It felt like it was 50-50 Milan and Trenton fans. It was packed. You guys end up on top. You got to look back at that game at the Ketchum Center about 11 months ago with a big smile on your face, don't you?
Well, yeah. You know, and it was a fun game, but they are a lot more fun when you do win. So I'm sure Coach Kuhl would say it wasn't that fun.
True.
You know, but it was a really good game, and a lot of strategy going back and forth. And, you know, that's what I told the girls, I think, remember. I said, man, this is fun. This is what we're playing this game for, and to have these kind of games and have this much, you know, on the line. It was a great atmosphere, too, it was just a fun all-around game.
Well, I remember saying it's why I get in the business, it's why you're coaching, it's why girls, you know, go out for the team, is you want to get into those games where it's important and the place is packed and it's 50-50, and just on everything that happened, it felt like the place was roaring.
Yeah, for sure, you know. You know, we love that kind of atmosphere. I don't know if the kids do, but I do. It makes it a lot of fun.
Yeah, no question about it. We'll talk about this more next week, Coach, but you got South Shelby coming to your place 1 week from today. I've seen some really good South Shelby girls teams down through the years. I don't know off the top of my head at all what they have this year. Any scouting reports on that game next Friday?
Just a little. I haven't looked too far ahead, but, you know, they're I think, ranked third or something in Class 3. So, yeah, they're really good. They've got a couple losses, I think one to Palmyra and one to Meadville. So, which Meadville's got a really, really good team. So, yeah, we're not expecting anything but a really, really tough battle and a really, really good team coming in.
I'll be Captain Obvious. If you're ranked number 3 in Class 3, you're good.
Yeah, you're right there.
After tonight, next GRC game for Milan, I might be there, I might not. I haven't looked that far ahead on our play-by-play schedule yet. Milan will be at Gallatin on Tuesday night, the 31st. That'll certainly be a big boys game over at Gallatin High School that night. Coach, we'll see you at the gym tonight. Good luck against the Lady Bulldogs.
All right, appreciate it, Tom.